Actually, when I was researching this piece, I was startled to find out that a lot of anthropologists think that the fact that we share meals, shared meals, is what sets us off from all other animals. And in fact, there's a theory that so much of the things that characterize human civilization came out of the fact that we sit down and have dinner together, like spoken language and kinship and our sense of right and wrong. You know, we sat down around a hearth and had to share out the mammoth. So a lot of social structure developed out of sharing food and shared meals.
And also technology, is that right? How would that be affected by sitting down together and sharing food?
I think one idea there was that certainly this was a time when people communicated, when they traded ideas, and a lot of technology was developed around hunting and around cooking that soon developed into other things.
Are shared family meals on the way out in the United States?
Well, it looks like they're not quite as common as they were back in the era of Leave It to Beaver. Nowadays, some of the statistics show that Americans eat one out of every five meals in the car, and one out of every four Americans eats a fast food meal every day. But 30% of people still say that they all sit down every evening for a shared family dinner. So, you know, it's not totally on the skids. It's just not as common as it was a couple of decades ago.
Are humans the only animals who treat food as something special?
I think they are. You know, we treat food not just as fuel. This isn't just something that provides us with energy to get through the day, but it's a social glue. You know, sharing food has always been a big deal. It represents friendship and trust and communication and sharing of values and traditions. And there's more to it than that. Food for us is also symbolic. You know, think of all the occasions that we mark with food. We have wedding cakes. We have funeral feasts, which most people say is both a way of sharing grief and a way of affirming life, you know, that we're going to move on from this tragedy and survive. We have birthday cakes. We have special lucky foods on New Year's. And, of course, we have special foods on Thanksgiving.
And on Thanksgiving, I'm surprised to find out that the original Thanksgiving celebrated in the colonies, they may have been a lot of different game birds, but not turkey?
Well, there may have been turkey, but it certainly wasn't the high point of the feast. It looks like the main meal, if we were going to do a really traditional Thanksgiving, would have been venison and cornmeal mush. And then for birds, there were all kinds of things, they think. Geese, ducks, swans, passenger pigeons, and probably a lot of shellfish and seafood, lobster, eels, mussels, and clams. And if they had cranberries, it was probably in the form of pemmican, which would have been raw cranberries pounded into dried venison and held together with deer fat.
What do we know about the earliest history of humans in sharing food?
We do know that there's evidence that people were sitting around hearths sharing meals. That goes back, several hundred thousand years, and possibly nearly 2 million years. There have been some recent discoveries in caves in South Africa that look like there was cooking and hearths before, strictly speaking, there were human beings. You know, these would have been our primitive ancestors. They have sat down and shared meals. So Thanksgiving goes back to the Stone Age and beyond.